Wind's blowing, the country keeps flowing. How the wind chased the leaves outside. It's a 12 in a row fall.
All the time.
On Kix 96.9.
Here we go.
The Kix Morning Show with JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
The morning, uh-huh.
On Kix 96.9.
Wake up, wake up, wake up.
Nanny, I'm trying to sleep.
What's that snooze button?
Wake up. You're putting one serious dent in my beauty sleep.
Wake up.
It's Kix Morning Show. JP, Liz, Husker, Nick. Welcome to Wednesday, September 16th. Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
Good morning, Husker, Nick.
Good morning.
How was everybody's yesterday afternoon and evening?
Not too bad. I guess I've gotten to the age where if I take a nap the wrong way, I'm like, I can't move my neck.
Oh,
so.
That's not nice. Pleasant.
Yeah,
welcome
so
to
great.
Adulthood.
Yeah.
You made
awesome,
it.
Awesome, love it.
Yeah, you made it.
That's always fun when you mm-hmm. wake up and you get that crick and you can't get rid of it.
Yeah, I've been like laying with a heating pad on me for the better part of a day.
Oh. Trust
what
me.
What the heck?
Liz, I am frightened after being with him for 5 years. There's been a few times where he's literally just reached down to get like a cup off the ground and couldn't stand for a month.
Yeah.
I'm frightened. I'm turning 40 this year. I'm frightened. I'm reaching that age soon.
Yeah.
Like
I'm
at any
scared.
Moment in time, something could happen. And
yeah.
That's done.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Now I get it.
Oh,
yeah.
Dear.
That happens. Doesn't happen as much, but it's always like in the back of my mind.
Yeah.
Like, ever since that happened. I've
been. Oh, yeah.
Averaged,
last
you've averaged
year.
Like one a year the last couple of years, but
yeah.
Where it smelled
yeah.
like popcorn in here from your heating pad
yep.
for like mm-hmm. a couple of months. It was kind of nice. It smelled good.
Especially during the colder months. It's mm-hmm. obviously, that's refreshing.
Yeah, I was like, ooh, it smells like popcorn.
Oh, good.
Dan and, so, or JP must be injured.
If you'd like to borrow my popcorn heating pad, you can.
There you
thank
go.
You.
Just in case.
Put it on your neck. You'll feel better.
And Husker Nick, good morning.
Hey.
Face is looking real clean there, buddy.
Oh, God, I know. I decided down. Yesterday to hit the reset button. I usually do this like once a year where I just shave my face.
And your head,
hit
apparently.
The reset button. Yeah, and... This is the first time my daughter has seen me, because I haven't done this, I guess, for a few years. My daughter, like, looked at me, shook her head, and said my face was ugly and started crying.
Oh,
and I was
wow.
like, wow.
Thanks,
sweetheart. Love
you just
too.
Got a preview of what it's going to be like when she's 16.
I know. I'm so excited. And, yeah, so... And I called Jess, because my wife is extremely happy. She hates that I have a beard. Hates my beard. If it were up to her, I would be clean shaven every day. And that's not my life, man.
So was she happy with this
oh,
look?
Yeah. No,
she not yeah. say that you had an ugly face?
No, she was super happy.
Good.
She's like, you look great. You look distinguished and like 6 years younger. And I'm like, well, I'll be having a beard. She also told me I look like a freaking lumberjack like 2 days ago. And so
that's not
like,
a bad
right.
thing. Why is she saying that's a bad thing?
That's what I think. I would never get a haircut or shave if it was up to me. Like I would have
like our boss's husband. He has the most epic beard and hair and looks mm-hmm. like a lumberjack. I would never ever shave.
He's like one of those Barbie like hairstylist dolls where yeah. if you squish it, the hair comes back out. Like I've never seen anybody who can grow hair faster right. than he can. I'm so jealous. Yeah. Of
no,
him.
It's insane.
It's
you'll
impressive.
See him 2 weeks later. He'll have a. Like 8-inch beard and hair down to his shoulders.
Yeah.
And then he'll shave it. And then 2 more weeks later, it's back.
He must think I'm like the rudest person because I never recognize him. And so like, I'll just kind of like maybe give him a half yeah. smile and then go about my business. And then he'll be standing in our group. And I'm like, what is, oh, hi.
Yeah. Hi.
the part that always makes me laugh though, is his beard is so well groomed. And it's obvious that he's got, and he's got like oils, different things he puts in there.
Yeah.
But his hair looks like it's straight out of a Vival Sassoon commercial.
Yeah, oh, yeah, impressive. No, it totally
it's
does.
Yes. Like it's got the shine, you know, like that shine that mm-hmm. you're supposed to have, I guess. Mm-hmm. I don't know. That runs. That's yep. just silly.
It's
just silly.
So those people that are blessed with
just silly
the perfect hair and the perfect beard were
yeah.
a little jealous of you.
Coming
next. You're just a few seconds away from this.
With JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
All right, so today we've got one brand you couldn't live without. That's a carryover from yesterday's After the Show, which is kind of funny. The top open mic moments after what went down yesterday.
Please tell me Bill O'Reilly's on there, please.
Oh, wow, Bill O'Reilly. Have you ever heard the Casey Kasem? Oh.
Yes, yeah. Yesterday you told me that one. That one was yeah. beautiful, but nothing will ever beat.
Chris Berman's got a really good one from ESPN. Okay. A really good one.
A couple's therapy. We're going to try to help Alyssa and Travis with their issue. And dear JP, I matched with my aunt on Tinder. That and more on the show.
Let's go. Waking you up with the most country.
That's the place everybody gonna go.
Hey!
This is the Kix Morning Show with JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
Good morning, everybody.
On Kix 96.9.
Are you stupid or something?
Stupid is, stupid does, sir.
Breaking into places is usually not a good idea.
No.
And you'll more often than not get caught.
Yeah.
And sometimes you're just trying to figure out why you even bothered to break into a place.
Okay.
This is an example in Canada. Somebody broke into a house between 1 a.m. and 8 a.m.
Okay.
Because that's the time frame in which the people that live there had already had gone to bed.
Oof,
and they went to bed at 1. They were upstairs in their bedroom until about 8:15 on Sunday morning.
Nightmare fuel, being in bed and having someone break into your house.
Mm-hmm.
They actually got in through an unlocked back sliding glass door. So that's kind of on the owner's problem, too, because they left the door open.
Well, I don't know. They didn't leave that door open going, boy, I'm inviting someone to break into my house potentially here. Yes, go for it.
When the police got there, after the couple that lived there called them and said, hey, somebody broke into our house, you're not going to believe what they did. The police came in, found out that nothing had been taken from the home. However, somebody had opened the dishwasher door. You know how most of them open down. It's just kind of laying down like that. And took a poop on the door.
Oh, wow.
And left.
Ew, that's serious serial killer behavior.
Yeah.
Coming in and not like taking anything.
Nothing.
Just doing something weird or like walking around. When you see sometimes like people's indoor cameras and they'll have somebody break in and like the person just comes in and looks around like that
just wanders around a little bit.
Yeah,
that is serious serial killer behavior.
Somebody came in and took a deuce on their dishwasher door and then just left. Nothing's gone. Nothing's been moved around. Just somebody took a poop.
That poor couple, man, they are going to forever sit there and wonder why.
Yeah.
Like they're going to get in a fight. There'll be a divorce. All sorts of stuff is about to happen. She's going to want kids. He's going to say no. Remember that guy pooped on our
dishwasher door.
Dishwasher. Yeah. What else could happen? They're going to get in a... They ruin their lives.
Yeah.
It's over.
Because, I mean, even if it's like a flaming bag of poop on your front door, you probably know who it is. It's
probably
or somebody you...
It's outside your house still.
Right. Exactly. Still outside the house.
Well, and you have to replace your dishwasher.
Oh, yeah.
Like, otherwise you have poop dishes forever.
Right. You got to move.
Yeah, no, you do. You need to burn down the house.
You have to move
on.
Just destroy the place.
Legit, whoever did this, this was diabolical. This is worse than robbing the joint.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, they put the seed of doubt in their brains.
Yeah.
Like, they're literally going to, I mean, like, they're going to have some epic fight years down the road, because she'll move on, but it's going to stick with him.
Right.
And he's going to, the husband is just going to be like, what in God's green earth? Why? You know, like, was she, like, having an affair? Was this like her side piece? And this is how he acted out when she ended it?
Yeah.
Like, it's poor couple.
And there's never good answers to poop related crimes. I listened to a whole podcast about
there's
poop.
A whole podcast about poop.
No, it was a
crimes?
Whole pod
JP's
podcast
in.
Episode. Well, yeah.
I'm like, what is
this? He's like, hello.
How is that a thing?
It was an episode about poop related crimes. And like, even when they caught the people, they were like, okay, why were you upset? And they were like, no, I just did it.
Had to go to the bathroom.
Although you do crazy things if like you feel like there's an emergency number two coming you gotta, I mean, there's a chance that this person is a completely good person that was just out of their mind because they had to go and there was nowhere to go. They were out on a night jog. And they were like, oh my God, that back door might be open. And then they're like, I can't make it to the bathroom. This thing washes itself.
Well, that
and they're like, I will poop in the dishwasher.
That's my theory, is that they're a parent. Because a lot of my friends who are parents let their kids play on the like door of the dishwasher with messy stuff. Because then you can just close the dishwasher door and it washes it. So they play with paint or whatever it is.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
And so they were like, well...
Hey,
can't make it to the bathroom.
There's a 3.5 hour cycle on this thing that allegedly cleans
the
it.
The self cleaning. So
yeah, let's see what happens.
Just what happens next
with JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
Coming up, the Nitty Gritty Music City with some new music, very interesting takes as well on some of the favorite hits that are out there now. That plus good things on the way.
New country lives right here on
on Kix 96.9.
Hey, this is Dan and Shay.
Here's our new single, I Should Probably Go to Bed.
You are waking up with
JP, Liz, and Husker Nick
on Kix 96.9.
On this morning's Nitty Gritty from Music City, a new take on a hit from Dan and Shay, where Lee Bryce keeps his ACM awards. You're not going to believe this one. And new music from the Brothers Osborne.
Nashville.
Straight from Nashville. From the heart of Nashville, straight to your radio.
Liz has your Nitty Gritty from Music City on Kix 96.9.
Dan and Shay are working on an acoustic version of their latest hit, I Should Probably Go to Bed. But to hold us over in the meantime, they just released a new broken down version. I don't know what the difference is between acoustic and broken down.
Acoustic is full instrumental minus the electric part of it.
Okay.
So like guitars.
So what's still broken
drums.
Down?
What's broken
down? Down is just them singing vocally with piano.
That's it.
That's how you separate the two. I've done some voting on the ACMs and the CMAs, and sometimes that kind of stuff comes up.
Okay. So, all right. They recorded the broken down version at the Ocean Studios in Nashville, which is in this beautiful old church. And they released a video for it, too. So if you have the time, definitely check out the video. You know, it's all stained glass, absolutely gorgeous. But here's a little taste of the broken down version.
Someone told me that you were coming, so I should probably go to bed. I should probably turn off my phone. I should quit while I'm ahead. I should probably leave you. Cause I know in the morning I'll be calling, saying sorry for the things I said. So I should probably go to bed.
God, they're so good.
Like, he's nuts. It freaks me out, kind of, that he's that good.
How good he is at singing.
Yes, kind of freaks me out.
My goodness, that's impressive.
So we'll see if Dan and Shay end up taking home Duo of the Year tonight at the ACM Awards. Right. I have a feeling they're probably the favorite for that one this year.
I'm probably thinking, yeah.
Coming off of 10,000 Hours,
yeah,
that was like a smash hit.
Yeah, exactly.
I think they've got this one in the bag.
Probably, yeah.
So speaking of the ACM Awards, Lee Bryce revealed where he keeps his three ACM Awards, and you probably would not guess it. He keeps them in his gun safe.
Oh, I was in the bathroom, but...
I know, right? Or like the office. Well, you'd probably guess in his office or something. But yeah, he said his wife makes him keep the awards in the safe now that they have three little ones running around the house.
Oh, yeah.
And because... Man. Quote, they get tarnished after a while. They were out when I had a piano, but then I got rid of the piano to get another one maybe someday down the road. When the house fills up with kids, your rooms start to change.
This is a true fact.
And everything breaks.
Exactly.
Like, literally everything gets broken.
I feel like you could break a kid with one of those ACM awards. Oh, like, those things are, like, dense. So he could be adding one more to his gun safe tonight if he ends up taking home the award for Single of the Year for his song Rumor, which was also huge hit. Yeah. So now, how about a huge hit to be? We've got some new music from the Brothers Osborne. They released another single from their new album, Skeletons. It's called I'm Not For Everyone, and the lyrics focus on how the duo might not be everybody's cup of tea, but I think once you hear the song, you'll understand why they are still very popular. Yeah. You can hear I'm Not For Everyone right now. With the Nitty Gritty from Music City, I'm Liz Bauer for Kix 96.9.
Some people clap on a 1 and 3. Some people clap on a 2 and 4. Some people don't join at all, cause they got no rhythm, and that's alright. Some people, they drink too much. Some people don't drink enough. Some people are just like me. I hope y'all forgive them. I'm like Sky, Santa Gold Bands. I'm like Peace, Towns, and Zan. I'm always speaking my mind, man, I'm better off by my tongue. I'm a bad show at the wrong time. If I'm a legend in my own mind, I'm good for some, but I'm not for everyone. If I was sweet tea, it'd be a bit bitter. If you took a drink, you might reconsider. If I was a church, I'd be hanging with the sinners. Talk about Hendrix and heaven. If I was a bar, I'd be a dive. Free jukebox and a double wide. A neon light. 24/7. I'm like scotch inside a girl band. I'm like Eastside Towns, Van Zandt. I'm always speaking my mind when I'm better off by my tongue. I'm a bad joke at the wrong time. Hell, I'm a legend of my own mind. I'm good for some, but I'm not for I'm a little more rough than smooth. It's a wonder I found somebody like me, like you. I'm like scotch inside a gold band. I'm like Eastside Towns, Van Zandt. I'm always speaking my mind when I'm better off biting my tongue. I'm a bad joke at the wrong time. Hell, I'm a legend of my own mind. I'm good for some, but I'm not. I'm not for everyone.
Coming up next.
Yo!
You're just a few seconds away from this.
With JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
Always good to start today with new music. That's Brothers Osborne, their latest.
Mm-hmm. Not
I'm
forever.
Not for everyone. I like it.
I think that good. Song is for everyone.
Very good. Speedy, good things. We've got a whole bunch of them coming up. If you got a good thing, let us know. Facebook or Twitter, KXN69. Now newcomer Parker McCollum. JP Liz Husker Nick is Kicks. Good morning.
If you run on coffee and country in the mornings, you're in the right place.
You're checking out my favorite morning show.
JP, Liz, and Husker Nick on Kicks 96.9.
Tell us something good. With good things. Where you can chime in, let us know via Facebook or Twitter, KX969. If you got a good thing, we want to hear about it from you to tell everybody else about it. Liz, what's your good thing today?
Mine is Brad Paisley and his wife, Kimberly Williams Paisley. Both of them have been super active throughout the entire pandemic, just trying to give back in any way possible. In May, they opened that free grocery store down in Nashville to try and address the food disparity down there. And now they have pledged to donate 1 million meals across the country. It's the Million Meal Donation Tour. It kicked off in Detroit last week. It's going to be going to 16 major cities across the country, and it'll end on the 21st. So they've been traveling all around, and it's going to be over 750,000 pounds of food distributed to over 600,000 people across the country. And Brad just said it's just a matter of what's happening and trying to figure out how to not let people fall through the cracks. So very cool for him and his wife. Yeah,
they're good people. How's Kinnick your good thing?
Speaking of good people, I want to shout out DG Yuengling and Son because they are the oldest brewery in the United States. And for those who've never had Yuengling, it's only available out east. It has not been available. Basically, like, what would you say? Ohio,
west of
Indiana?
The Mississippi. Yeah, that's like their whole thing is that you can't get it west of the Mississippi. Huh.
And I got to say, when my little brother moved to D.C., my favorite part of it was I could go out there and just drink as much Yuengling as I wanted to. Because it's, I'll be honest with you, for being the oldest beer in the U.S., they got it right. Because it's awesome.
One of the best. Yeah.
And, they announced yesterday on the same day that, and we'll talk about this later, that it leaked that the Big Ten's going to be coming back and we're going to get Husker football. On the same day, a announcement came out that they're going to be putting Yuengling is now going to be distributed nationwide.
Wow.
So for those who have never had it, it is tasty. It is enjoyable. It's not expensive either. That's the best part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And just an easy drinking beer for the summer or winter or Tuesdays, whatever. But it's a really good beer, and I'm really fired up about it.
That's
it's
awesome.
It's going to be awesome.
My good thing is Domino's Pizza. Because they did something huge because of St. Jude Children's Hospital is out there to help out kids in cancer research. And they decided, you know what? We're going to commit to giving $100 million over the next 10 years.
Wow.
Yep.
God, even over 10 years, that's so much.
That's a lot of money.
Wow.
Just anything to fight fight cancer and try to find a cure for cancer in kids, which is a brilliant thing. So Domino's Pizza, way to step up. I mean, if you've got the money, then step up and do something huge. And that's what they did. So
that's very cool.
That's a very good thing.
Coming
next.
You're just a few seconds away from this.
With JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
We go from good to bad.
Good morning.
JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
Wake you up.
Mornings.
Gotta wake you up for the day.
On Kix 96.9.
It's the end of days in Canada.
Oh, yeah?
They lost an icon this summer and will never recover. Ragu is no longer going to sell their product north of the border.
Ooh.
Like you'd think. Okay. Fine.
Canadians apparently like their Ragu sauce.
They are losing their minds, which for Canadians is a lot.
Right? Because it takes a lot to upset a Canadian.
They're like, oh.
Oh, no.
Oh. And that's pretty much it.
Yeah. Oh. They're like, I'm really sad.
Really
about
disappointed.
I don't like that.
Oh, I'm kind of mad at you, Abe, though. I apologize for being mad at you because, you know,
they go outside.
That's not very Canadian of me, eh?
They got a lawn chair outside. They just got to push it over.
I have frustrating feelings overflowing here, eh?
So Ragu put out a statement and said, "We regret to inform that we had to make the hard decision to exit the Canadian pasta sauce market. We hope that you enjoyed the delicious taste of Ragu and are very sorry for the inconvenience."
Aww.
Imagine how expensive on the black market Ragu's going for in Canada right now.
There were tweets about people that said that they live in like Michigan who have friends in Canada that are already offering to buy cases of it.
Yeah, would. Why aren't we smuggling some up there and selling it? Like, we could start running back and forth.
Well, yeah, we're going to start getting like stopped at the border and there's going to be a bunch of blankets covering stuff in the backseat and they'll be like, "Got them, boys. We've got a big one. Lots of drawer. Why is this pasta sauce?
Why is this just pasta sauce?"
Wait a second.
They're selling it for $400 on the bottle.
Yeah.
It's going really well.
Why do they have stacks and stacks of cash?
Essentially, we are Breaking Bad, except for pasta sauce.
Yeah, it's literally just pasta sauce.
That's hilarious. So, yeah, the Canadians are very upset about it. And it did make us post on the morning show page, like, what one name brand product could you not live without?
Somebody was right there with you. Kimberly said Heinz ketchup, JP.
Hands really? Down, yeah. Hand to God.
She said Heinz, off-brands are generic or gross.
Yeah. Heinz is the best. Hunt, I did find out that Hunt's ketchup is like an off-brand of Heinz. Like, it's the what's left over in the vat when they make the Heinz ketchup is the Hunt's ketchup.
Why is that?
I don't know. It's just like it's because they add a little bit of sweet to it and make it a little bit different.
Okay.
So it's the same. Or it's different.
It's just a little different, but not. It's like the redheaded stepchild of ketchups.
LaDonna said Hidden Valley Ranch.
I would go that way with Dorothy Lynn salad dressing. Oh,
but there's no off-brand. So you're just saying that like if you ever moved out of Nebraska, you would have to
get their
like subscription for Dorothy Lynch.
I have family in California. My Uncle Patrick, he used to get a case of Dorothy Lynch and Frozen Runs, I think, every Christmas from my grandparents.
Okay,
just fair. He could not live without them.
And then Elizabeth said Skippy peanut butter. Jif doesn't cut it for me. Once again, something that I cannot.
You can't be on board with that.
Couldn't tell you. I mean,
different.
I'm just not brand loyal. Yeah.
I'm a Skippy
foods,
person.
I guess
my wife is very much a Jif person, and I'm a Skippy person. And there's an argument in our house.
Oh, see,
all the time.
Foods, like, I just don't understand the difference between foods. Like, if it was makeup items or something.
There's got to be a beer brand that you're like, I don't like. Like, for instance, Jack Daniels for me is like, that'd be mine.
Like, if all beer went away and it was just Miller Lite, like, sure, I'd lose my mind.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I don't want to drink urine, but like.
So when the end of days happens and Rob actually does let us in his bunker and all he has is Miller Lite, you're going to get out?
I'll be the only sober one there.
Probably.
Okay. And then speaking of not being sober.
No, that would drive you to drink even Miller Lite.
That's
being in a bunker with Rob would drive you to drink a lot of Miller Lite.
Oh, my God. That's true. I would just have to shotgun it. And yeah.
Could you imagine end of days time, you're stuck in this bunker with our esteemed boss, Rob, and
how long would it take before he looked at you, he's drinking that stuff, you're like, I don't like this, I'm not drinking any, and then he's hammered and he's like, you know what's wrong with you?
Oh,
and then that's when you like
crack one up.
Crack one open.
Well, he he loves to talk about the end of days and like the apocalypse and stuff.
Yeah.
And so there was one time we were all sitting around and he was talking about it as usual. And he was talking about how he, you know, had a plan and that mm-hmm. he would swing through Lincoln to pick up Coryell and I and like bring us back to the end of days bunker.
So the two of you, not Nick or me.
Not
okay.
You, sorry.
Right. Good enough.
And I was so tired of hearing about it. And you guys know I hate talking about apocalypse stuff because I just want to die. That's my choice. I want to die. And I was like, honestly, save the time. Just get Coryell. And he got really upset because he didn't think I wanted to hang out with him in his bunker.
Oh,
I was like, it's okay. I'll just die. And he was like, no. And I was like, yeah. Yeah. Don't waste it.
That's hilarious.
So there's an open spot for one of you two.
Little rock, paper, scissors for it.
I'm good. I already got my own plan.
That's true. Okay. Here's what
happens next. With JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
You can let us know on our Facebook page, JP and Liz, what one brand you can't live without. Coming up in just a few minutes, Hot Mike was a big thing yesterday. We'll get some of our favorite moments to maybe make the president feel a little bit better about it.
Here we go. The Kicks Morning Show with JP, Liz, and Husker Nick. The morning,
On Kicks 96.9.
Oh, my God. Okay, it's happening. Everybody stay calm.
What's the procedure, everyone? What's the procedure?
Stay calm.
That's kind of what was like yesterday afternoon. Well, not even afternoon. It was in the morning.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That all of a sudden everybody lost their stuff because of Hot Mike. It's been labeled. If you look up Hot Mike, just Google it.
Mm-hmm.
It says the Nebraska President Carter. That's all it says.
Unsurprising. Right?
Really?
Hot Mike is the thing to Google.
I would have been nervous about 24 hours ago to Google that.
Google that.
Who knows what would pop up.
Now it's University of Nebraska President Ted Carter.
Good.
During a conversation where I don't think he realized the microphone was hot.
Yeah, he was about to give a big speech because they're announcing a facility on campus.
Yeah.
And he was about to give a speech, and they had their masks on. He was talking to somebody, and here's the deal, man. As someone who's gone to a million of these press conferences, the microphones are always on.
Always.
I walk up with my phone and set it down and hit record. Like
that's
all
what you have to do.
Yeah, all the microphones, all the stuff there is 100% always, always mm-hmm. on.
Just imagine that happening. And then this is what was recorded by Channel 7 KETV.
Mm-hmm.
They got this.
We're getting ready to announce the Husker Big Ten football tonight.
Oh, really? I heard that was happening.
We're getting ready to announce Husker football and Big Ten football tonight.
The Big Ten.
That's what he said
so
in a conversation with Bob Hinson, the director of the National Strategic Research Institute, when the microphone was on. And they caught it and got a hot mic moment.
We're going to get all road games against Ohio State. they're going to be so mad at us at the Big Ten office.
Well, that made everybody go crazy all day long yesterday.
Oh, people were salivating yesterday.
Yeah. The stadium lights are all on and they're all
red.
What's
turned
going
them on
with
last
that?
Night? Well, another university started tweeting out, like Minnesota tweeted out, the official Minnesota account tweeted out, so when was the last time Minnesota had their first game in October? And that was like their big quiz.
Mm-hmm.
There was other schools that were showing like Ohio State showing their players like itching to go play and all this stuff. So there's a lot of smoke around that thing.
Yeah, because like we retweeted it and then Michigan mm-hmm. State, it was like this long chain of just like emojis.
Yeah.
Then a Hawkeye fan and Buckeye fan are all getting together mm-hmm. with Husker fan and tweeting about that and just a frenzy was created, and now probably because we did that, they didn't make the announcement last
night. Yeah, I'm sure they waited one mm-hmm. day. You know how mad the Big Ten office is at us. Yeah, like, somehow this is all our fault in a negative way. Although, we shouldn't be surprised this is how this got out. Like, Nebraska's no stranger to a hot mic recording craziness.
No. Right, and this is one of the best one of them all.
I took everything in my power to not say.
That was Bo Pelini.
Oh, Bo Pelini.
Like, he sounds so scary in that.
He doesn't.
I'm still to this day terrified of Bo
Pelini. He's a scary man.
He is.
He was literally like he had this master plan that year that he was going to win the Big Ten and then leave. Like, he was like, screw Nebraska, forget the players, who cares? I'm going to go coach Arkansas. And then he got demolished by Wisconsin, yeah. And their coach got the job. And, like, Bo, like, tried everything in his power to beg and plead for any other job he could get that other year. Like, here. It was, he was ready to tell us all on the way out the door, like he said, right. To kiss his butt.
Yep.
And it was hilarious. Remember when he did get fired and he had all the student athletes in the gymnasium at a high school, mm-hmm. And he had the team there and he was calling all the powers that be the C word.
Yes.
And just what a oh my God, man. Carl Pelini one time in the tunnel cussing out the Big 12 on their way out the door.
Bill Callahan Oklahoma. What did he call him?
A bunch of hillbilly something or others.
And rednecks.
We are no secret around these parts from Hot Mike getting us in trouble.
And so to make President Carter feel a little bit better, we have our top three, basically, yes. Other than Bo Pelini. Liz's favorite right here from Bill O'Reilly.
That's tomorrow, and that is it for us today. And we will leave you with a... I can't do it. We'll do it live.
Okay.
We'll do it live. Fuck it. Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live. And thing sucks.
He's so mad.
Man.
Not doing live.
Recording out for the Inside Edition when he worked for them.
If I had a dollar for every time my female co-host on the beer show did that. I'd have like $10-$12.
Did that happen a lot?
Oh, yeah. The amount of times that now I have screamed, F it, we'll do it live.
Yeah.
And not joking. Not joking at all. Like, that really changed my life as a broadcaster, hearing that when I was probably 8 or 9 years old.
We're making Husker President Carter feel better about this open mic moment. Husker Nicks was Chris Berman from ESPN.
Oh, yeah.
When I'm doing TV and I got 18... Okay. Can't everybody stop for 10 minutes? I mean, everybody seems that's the only... Everybody, can we stick... Jesus Christ. I mean, it's not that much to ask. Is that when everybody has to move, when I'm trying to concentrate? Jesus, so rude. I can't believe it. It's so rude. Just, why does everyone all of a sudden have to move? That 2 hours to move around. Wait 10 minutes. Jesus. I'm sorry to explode by that, but it's like no one's ever worked on TV here before. Chucking under the... What the f*** do they think I'm doing?
So they had TV people walking underneath his teleprompter while he was trying to read it. Because they were trying to get back and forth, and he just loses his mind.
It's our effort to make President Carter feel better about it.
Yeah, it's all right.
About his hot mic yesterday.
By the way, did you see the video that came out afterwards
of him checking his phone?
And you could tell the moment he realizes, yes. Darn it.
Just a little head shake and set down on the podium.
And then this is an oldie but a goodie, because Casey Kasem was around for forever as the big top 40 countdown guy.
And these, like, supposedly, you know, like the sweetest guy in radio.
Super nice guy. He did the long distance requests and dedications, uh-huh. And the sweetest things. And this is a classic.
Play the record, okay? Please. See, when you come out of those up-tempo damn numbers, man, it's impossible to make those transitions, and then you got to go into somebody dying. You know, they do this to me all the time. I don't know what the hell they do it for, but is Don on the phone? Okay, I want a concerted effort to come out of a record that isn't a up-tempo record every time I do a death dedication. Now, make it, and I also want to know what happened to the pictures I was supposed to see this week. Pictures. It's a god last damn time. I want somebody to use a brain to not come out of a record that is that's up tempo, and I got to talk about a dog dying.
I love that.
Oh, so there you go.
Who's got better cursing explosions in the building? Our friend two doors down on one of our sister stations, or JP when he gets mad?
Sister station.
Really?
JP? Yeah. You can hear him all the way down.
Yeah. But see, here's the deal.
He
like
bellows.
Yeah, but that it fits him perfectly.
It does.
This guy over here, kind of like Casey Kasem, is wholesome. So, like, whenever...
You air quote wholesome.
You're not wholesome. Whenever, nice but guy. Whenever this thing I'm goes nice crazy, guy. It's hilarious.
Yeah, it is.
Because you just, you shut off the microphones and you just start yelling and yeah, it's like, do. Woo! Woo!
Everybody has a moment.
Like when JP does it, it's like when your dad finally lets loose and you're like, what? Where like our friend down the hall, he's just your cantankerous, maybe drunk uncle.
Yes.
And so you're used to it.
Yes.
You're like, oh, okay.
Happens all the time.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. 100%. Right. That's a good way to put it. Well,
President Carter, we foo for you, buddy. We want football, too. And so there you go.
You know what? Thanks for making our Tuesday. Right, honestly, you made everybody's Tuesday.
Yeah.
Coming up next.
Go! You're just a few seconds away from this.
With JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
You can decide who is right in this argument between Alyssa and her husband, Travis. It's couples therapy.
Coming up
next. You're just a few seconds away from this.
With JP.
You are with
JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
On Kix 96.9.
Well, there you go. That's a perfect example. I didn't say anything on the air, luckily enough, with a hot mic.
Nope, but...
But you heard my frustration with what's going on. I
did. But you know what? F it. We're doing it live.
We are. Well, I mean, because that's the thing. Is like couples therapy, we call these people up, and we hope they answer their phone. And Travis answered his phone, but his wife, Alyssa, did not.
Who's the one that reached out to us.
She's the one who's got the problem with Travis.
Yeah. And now we've got a problem with you, Alyssa.
Right. We may be putting you on the back of the list.
Yeah.
With couples therapy.
Bottom of the list. Later.
Since she did not answer, we have one of our favorites for you with couples therapy.
Relationships are challenging.
Couples costumes. Whenever that happens, that means manhood has left the building.
And occasionally, couples need professional help.
Oh, wait. I had their own lipstick.
That's it. I've had it.
It's 1 minute.
Nothing takes a minute with you.
But when getting by on the cheap is the plan of action, there's couples therapy.
With JP, Liz, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
And today it's Mandy who wants us to help her out with an issue with her husband. Good morning, Mandy.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey.
What's up?
Can you hear us okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
Perfect.
All right, so what you got? What's the issue you got going on with the hubby?
So my husband and I are big fans of yours, so thank you for getting me on so quick.
Yeah.
We're having an argument, and it has to be figured out by Friday.
Oh, wow. Ooh, okay.
Time crunch.
Real pressure. All right.
Well, this segment's not going to last that long, so we will get you.
So what's the issue, Manny?
Last weekend, I hosted this big bachelorette party at our house for his sister. It was amazing.
Awesome. Very cool.
I dropped almost $5,000 on food and party favors.
Don't say that. That's going to make every bachelorette party I throw from now until forever look so lame. The ceiling is $100.
$100.
Wow, $5,000. So you had like everything there.
You want to be my non-existent wedding?
Everything I had there.
Okay. How many male strippers showed up? That's what I need to know.
Seriously.
Probably a million.
We had this giant ice wiener. We poured shots into at the end, and then... Well,
what?
Never mind.
Okay.
Get it. It was a party.
So it's a giant ice sculpture. All right.
That's art, honestly. That's art.
That's good. All right.
Okay.
So fast forward to next weekend. The problem is that Friday night, his parents and his two brothers, along with his sister, are coming over for just a casual hangout.
Okay.
Well, I still have a ton of food from the bachelorette party because I spent so much on it, and I want to use it for Friday's party when his parents come over.
Right, well, that makes sense.
I don't want my dick dip to go to waste.
Wait, I'm sorry.
Wait.
I was just picturing sandwich trays, but could you...
In the shape of what, Liz?
Sandwiches?
Okay.
Oh, wow.
But then that took a turn.
You might have to explain what that is.
So dick dip is
oh my god,
little wieners floating in it. It's okay. Super good, and you eat it with like everything, pretzels. It's amazing.
Oh, tasty pretzels.
His family is all adults. I mean, we're all adults here. We're just having fun,
right?
I mean, it sounds good. I'll give you that.
Okay.
And I think he'd want to embarrass his big sister. It was a lot of money that's about to go to waste.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
My eyes are watering.
Wow.
Well, let's talk to your husband. Let's see what he has to say. I can't see where this is going.
Scott, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay. So your feelings on...
Scott does not sound amused.
He's not playing around today.
Scott, your feelings on reusing the items from the bachelorette party?
Well, I mean, I think obviously we're here, so not great. But, I mean, I just don't want to eat dick dip with my mom.
You guys keep saying those words.
She's got so many different, one-eyed Jack snacks. And she's right. She's right that my parents, especially my mom, they probably will not be offended, but I'd just be really uncomfortable with surrounded by my family and dicks. I just can't do it.
There's wieners everywhere.
Yeah.
Okay. Richards. Okay. Richards all over
Richards
the place.
Everywhere. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well,
So are we deciding whether or not we use the party favors for...
Yeah, serve the food
but
or no
so
way.
You said that your mom wouldn't be offended by it, Scott.
No, I don't think she'd be offended by it, but I think it would be uncomfortable.
So you would be uncomfortable, but your mom would not be uncomfortable in this situation, so I say serve it.
You say serve it.
Yeah, okay. If your mom has enough of a sense of humor to serve that stuff, do it.
Okay. So let's ask the people.
Scott's not amused with me now.
Let's ask the people and see what they think.
Next with the J.P. Lauren and Husker Nick show on Kix 96.9.
So, bachelorette party foods in random shapes.
Random?
And, yeah.
I don't think they're random.
No.
I think they're specifically shaped in a wiener.
Mandy wants to serve them because she doesn't want to go to waste, and she spent a lot of money on them.
Yeah.
Her husband, Scott, says, no, I can't do that. So what do you say? What side are you on? Are you on Team Mandy, serve the food, or Team Scott, no way?
I'm very curious now. I can't even remember how the people went voting.
I don't either. That'd be so embarrassing.
We'll see what people said. You can chime in on Facebook and Twitter as well, KX969, on whether or not to reuse the bachelorette party foods. Morgan Wallen, it's Kix.
If you run on coffee and country in the mornings, you're in the right place.
You're checking out my favorite morning show.
JP, Liz, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
And we had Alyssa that we were going to help out with her issue with her husband, but she didn't answer the phone. So
Alyssa,
we had to pivot.
Ooh.
And they go to the back of the line. Now, I'm sure we'll probably help them out next week. But we'll do the best to help them out like we do with couples therapy. This is one of our favorites. The one with all the dip and all the party favors.
All that dip.
Yep. It's couples therapy as we help Mandy and Scott with an issue involving the family gathering this weekend. Because, Mandy's got leftover food.
Lots of it.
From the bachelorette party.
I'm guessing the Richard Ice
Ice sculpture.
Yes, sculpture.
Yeah,
has that melted, Scott? Is that still around?
No, that melted, thank God.
That'd be a big freezer to keep that in.
Yeah, no kidding. You'd have that big deep freezer to be able to keep that going. And we wanted to know from you, are you Team Mandy? Serve the food because, you paid a good amount of money for it.
$5,000, she said.
That is nuts.
Or do you...
Yeah, maybe we should talk about that.
Yeah, right. Uh-oh, we've just created a new problem.
$5,000.
Yeah. By the way, pressure on Coryell one day. Liz.
That's true.
Maybe a $5,000 plane ticket for me to go on a trip by myself. I hope you're taking notes, Coryell.
We want to know from you, are you Team Mandy serve the food because it's going to go to waste and of course you spend $5,000 on it, or are you Team Scott, no way, I don't want to eat that stuff around my mom and my siblings? What kind of messages are we getting on?
Everybody's a lot of people on Facebook. Hallie said it's just, once again, calling them random shapes.
They're not random
They're
shapes.
They're not super They're random.
Super specific. It looks like a Johnson.
A Johnson. And on our poll on Facebook, it's 69%.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
You
look at it.
Made
it's,
that
no,
up.
It's 69%. Mm-hmm. No way. Don't serve it.
Oh, it but, just jumped down to 68%. So.
Somebody quick vote.
Right,
yeah. Blamo.
We're at 54% now on Twitter. Don't do it. All right, Kix, what do you think they should do?
I'm on her side. I say we call his mom, get her on the phone, and make sure it's okay.
There you go.
Okay. Talk with mom about
it. It's that simple.
Hi, Kix. Good morning.
I'm on his side.
Okay.
The food's going to be a week old.
Oh, oh, that's a valid point.
That is valid, actually. Yeah.
It's been so, in the fridge, I'm sure.
Not to get too much into what the Richards would look like, but at that point, they'd be probably pretty limp and wimpy.
Truly, yeah, their shape a little bit.
That's amazing.
Okay. So as of right now on Facebook and Twitter, according to the scientific polls that we have up there.
Ooh, if they are sandwiches and they dry out, they'd be way too hard.
No. Scott, you're winning in this poll right now. You've won.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. So, thoughts, Mandy?
I don't think they understand how much food I have left. I mean, the
better get
candies,
eaten.
The lollipops, they need to be eaten. I'll give them out as gift bags. Like, they need to go.
You should drop off care packages to all your friends at work.
That's true.
That might actually help get rid of some of the
HR
food.
Might get a phone call, though.
You might get
like, yeah, hey, exactly. This lady's dropping off shaped suckers and all sorts of stuff down here at work.
Well,
and the thing is, we're all family and we're all adults.
That's right.
That is very true.
Okay. Well, that is true. This is what we have discovered for you that our listeners are like, yeah, don't do it. But for various reasons, whether it be the food's going bad, that's a big topic that's coming up. So
if you want to get rid of some of that stuff later today, our Nebraska Nights Live girl, Coriel, will be in. She will happily take a bag of that stuff off.
She would be more than happy.
Yeah, she would be
a food hoarder. We have pizza in the building, and she has a box all for herself.
Yeah. So there you go.
So, yeah, we'll help take care of getting rid of some of it for you, all right?
Well, thank you for your help. Okay, well, it has helped a lot. Thanks.
Okay. Mandy, thank you very much. And, Scott, you got to feel a little vindicated that you're winning in the poll.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you for a good laugh this morning, you guys.
Yeah, thank you. That was wonderful.
Have a great day, and good luck this weekend.
Thanks.
All right. So if you need our help with couples therapy.
Wow. See, nothing we can't solve, guys.
See?
Guess not.
Mandy called in and she ended up losing.
Also, Casey Bartle says she Googled that dip and it was not the dip she thought it might be.
Good morning.
JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
Wake you up.
Mornings.
Gotta wake you up for the day.
On Kix 96.9.
That happened back in March, and still there's still people that are calling in about it and saying that, just serve the food.
Because, just serve the food.
I mean, you don't want it to go to waste.
Wieners are funny.
Yeah, they are pretty funny.
And the only bad food is wasted food. That's one of our callers pointed that out as well.
Yeah, so we appreciate you guys paying attention to be a part of a best of, as we'll try to help out the couple next week with couples therapy, as long as Alyssa answers her damn phone number. Speaking of things being a little bit different, because, I mean, how many people are really going back to the office? I know I've got a couple friends that they're still working from home all the way to January. They're not even touching the office.
I have a neighbor. He's not been there since March, in March.
Been a
lot of my friends are starting, the places they work are having them come in like one day a week. Mm-hmm. But then it's like staggered. So they're basically. Right.
Well, and it's kind of it's still that way here. Our office is closed.
Compared to what it used to be.
Right.
Way different. I remember, you know, it used to be that you'd come out of the bathroom looking all gross. You're in your sweatpants, like, please, please, please. I hope the boss doesn't see me dressed like this today. And then the governor would be there and you'd be like, dang it. Like, there'd always be somebody roaming the halls here.
Yeah, but our building is closed except for us to come in and do our shows and produce commercials and some salespeople here and there. But for the most part, it's been empty. Mm-hmm. Is there anything you miss about the old life at the office?
On here.
Donuts on Fridays or whatever they used to. Remember that? All the food. We get free food all the time.
I do miss the free food.
Man.
But I will die on the hill that our free, and I shouldn't look a gift horse in the mouth, but our free donuts here suck. And I even told the guy, I was like, please don't be offended. Because you know I love donuts. He was like, I know you love donuts. I just set them down. And I was like, I'll be honest with you. I hate the donuts.
I'll pass those on.
Yeah. I miss our coworkers. There's a lot of coworkers I have not seen since March.
Well, that's the number one thing on this list of what you miss and don't miss about going to the office is seeing work friends and coworkers.
Mm.
It's over 66% miss that part.
Wow.
I have a neighbor that he's like, I asked him if he missed seeing people at work. He goes, no. He goes, I get my work done in about 5.5 hours.
Yeah.
I realized the other 3 hours I was there was just walking around so people could see me.
Just see, that's the thing.
Right, right.
I love that we don't see anybody anymore.
Yeah.
Like, it's great in our cube farm. It's quiet. Yes. Nobody's back there bothering us anymore. It's me and the old, I don't know if he's there, but the old guy, Jerry, and we're curmudgeons. We complain about some stuff and then we're quiet and we don't talk to each other for the rest of the time.
Yeah. You guys get your stuff done and you're out.
Yeah, we're like, did you hear rah, 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 rah? And then we complain for a little bit. Silence.
Grumble, grumble, grumble. Got it off your chest and you're good.
Mm-hmm.
Face-to-face meetings at like 49% people miss.
Okay. Nobody misses face-to-face meetings.
No. Right. I was actually trying to figure out today, our meeting that we have, where I'm going to go.
I'm not doing it here. Absolutely not.
Peace out.
The office gossip at 38%.
Okay, I really miss that.
That is something that's a big deal.
That's a big deal. JP and I were talking about that the other day. I ended up getting a pretty big shred of office gossip from somebody at the bar at like closing time. That's how I'm having to get office gossip from people that aren't even in our office.
I know. It is different. It is way different. That's for sure.
The good majority of people don't miss laughing at their boss's jokes. That's something they don't miss.
Oh, we've moved past that point. He knows that we're not going to pity laugh for him anymore. We're in a pandemic. I can't be wasting air like that.
It's too serious. It's too serious.
So,
if you're not funny, I'm not laughing.
I got a buddy on my softball team. He's working from home, and his wife is also working from home.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked him, I go, so do you like it? What do you think? And to be fair, his wife is a smoke show. And he's like, yeah, my wife literally does her job all day long in her underwear. And I just sit there, and I watch. And it's awesome. And I'm like, oh, man, all right. I could see that being fun. I could see that being all right.
That's one of the few that I haven't heard that they're like, I need to rent out office space for my significant other because I cannot be in there with them anymore.
Oh, my wife's been home the last 2 weeks because we went up to that trip and they made her, no one was sick. They just for safety's sake and the office made her stay home.
Yeah.
I love her to death. I was so ready to, I wanted to call her work and say, like, listen, guys.
I will do a test on her right now.
Yes. I get back from, I always get off work, you know, and I get home and I'm like, this is my few hours of quiet time. Instead, my beautiful, lovely wife was there to tell me what chores I needed to do and all the different things. Hey, you know, you can mow the lawn again today if you want to. I did that yesterday. You know, like
people
are not meant to be together that much. No,
they are not meant to do that.
You need that time, that space away from people. So, and we definitely, as part of our job, we miss seeing all of you at concerts.
I do. I will say, being back in the studio, I would rather be here than at home in my garage. Although the amount of mornings where I was just sitting in my garage in my underwear doing the show was awesome.
You can come do that.
I'm
fine with it.
No.
That's a slippery slope.
With JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
That was from JP. I'll offer this out to Nick. So if he does it, it opens the door for me to be able to do this kind of
stuff. The man who doesn't wear underpants. Absolutely not. We all have to share that chair at some point, and that is...
She saw right through your plan.
It's fine. Coming up, my aunt on Twinder, Tinder. Yeah. See, I'm all flustered out.
Twinder it is. Let's go.
A Dear JP moment in a minute.
Here we go.
The Kix Morning Show with JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
The morning, on Kix 96.9.
We're problem solvers. That's what we do best. All the various things that we do throughout the week of the show.
That's true.
Another thing is you can email us if you've got a problem outside of like couples therapy or Make It Right Monday or Dan or Dump Them.
Yeah.
And this is Alex's email to us, jp@kzkx.com.
Mm-hmm.
Hey guys, hope y'all had a great weekend. My name is Alex, longtime fan of the show.
Oh.
I'm single and like everyone else using dating apps right now. I'm looking to meet women and hopefully find a girlfriend, maybe a soulmate.
Wow.
Okay.
Anyway, this really isn't about me. It's about my Aunt Kelly.
Okay.
She's 55 and has been single for about 5 years.
Okay.
Well, the other day while I was looking on Tinder, I saw her. Now, I'm only 28, but I like older women, and somehow she ended up as a match for me.
Okay.
I immediately called my mom and asked her what was going on, and she said, Aunt Kelly just started using the Tinder app and has been dating a lot. After I hung up the phone, I deleted Tinder because I thought it would be a little weird to continue to see her on my Tinder.
Well, you can block her on Tinder.
Yes, that would be the immediate, that's what you should do.
Or maybe not trying to tell anybody who they should copulate with, but like maybe bring your age settings down a little bit. As a 25-year-old, do you really need to be swiping on 55-year-olds?
Loves those cougars, I guess.
That's
way out of cougar
realm. I'm not gonna say what I was gonna say.
Hey man, love is blind. I heard. Mm-hmm. Isn't the answer just block your aunt
yes,
out there?
Yes, yeah, that's my whole thing.
I don't see
like,
what the big deal is.
And who cares if your aunt's trying to get some? Like,
yeah,
you know what?
Right.
She's not hurting anybody.
No,
that's right.
You should want her to be happy.
Good for her for having her settings at 25-year-olds.
Well, yeah.
It goes both directions
that
here.
That too.
Freshen up her life a little bit.
Right.
She just, you know.
I mean, it's a little weird. I too would immediately call my mother and be like, you'll never guess who I saw in here.
Right.
Take all the screenshots
yeah.
of her profile
it's
and
funny.
Then block her. Yes.
Right.
It's totally, it block. Is funny. Because obviously she's going to see you too.
Right.
So she knows you're on there prowling
yeah.
around, tomcatting around. So.
Have you had any weird like connections that you connected with people on
I've seen like
apps?
Professors on there. I've seen
really?
A lot of professors.
Nice.
Can I tell you my favorite thing? The only we were at the Eric Church show.
Oh, God.
And me, Liz, Coryell, my best friend, rival dad, we're all sharing a room. Mm-hmm. Make sure everything's nice and cheap, right?
Right.
So we get done with the concert. It was after the concert, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. Because
so, like,
we had been drinking.
That's
it was
right.
after concert
yeah, yeah.
too.
Yeah,
so we had been
we
drinking for
hard.
The past day and a half.
Yeah, at that right. point, we had stacked a giant pyramid of beer cans mm-hmm. over rival dad because he's passed out on the couch.
After you two got in your little lover's quarrel,
we got
it was
in a,
hysterical.
We got in a tiff.
You did.
But then Liz is sitting on the bed and she's over there laughing. And I'm like, what's so funny? And she shows me. Earlier, we saw like 8 pilots show up.
Uh-huh.
Because well, the planes, the weather was bad. They couldn't fly.
Yeah,
they
were, that's like, right. Grounded.
So the pilots, yeah, they were grounded,
that.
But they were looking for takeoff. These
yes,
guys,
they were.
These guys, she was getting so many of the pilots of the same group, like 6 of them,
mm-hmm.
are all messaging her and like swiping right on her. And it was hilarious. So then Coryell took the app and started just talking trash to them.
Oh, yeah.
And all sorts of stuff.
Well, because we all got a noise complaint.
Yes.
Because we were partying too hard.
We were partying hard.
So we knew that they basically said somebody has to leave early in the morning. So we're like, it's the pilots. So then
yeah.
I started matching with every pilot I saw on there. And Coryell and I started threatening them, saying, you turn us into the hotel for a noise complaint one
wow.
more time. I'm going to come down to your room. 99, 100% of them were like, what?
Yeah.
Ma'am, what? And yeah, it so, was.
Long story right. short, this app's crazy.
It is.
This person can do all sorts of fun stuff.
Yes.
Mess with your aunt, take photos of her profile and send them to mom, then block her, whatever.
Yes.
It's not that big a deal.
Like, have fun with it.
Let's see if anybody else has. Maybe make Alex feel a little bit better about what he just went through.
Yeah, who's the weird almost up
next?
Go!
You're just a few seconds away from this.
With JP, Liz,
sorry,
and
dude,
Husker
Nick. It's Liz's first show. She doesn't know.
Okay.
My screen is gone. I have no. I'm basically doing the show with my eyes closed.
Right.
I'm
so
just
ask
kidding.
The question now. Ask the question.
Hate
now.
You guys.
Yeah.
Who's the, now this just feels dumb. Who's the weirdest person you've seen on Tinder? But really, please tell us
that weird connection.
Make
you
Alex
got.
Feel yeah. better. Who's the most awkward person you've seen like, on Tinder or Bumble or any of these dating?
Weird or awkward connections on the dating apps. That's what Alex is going through. His 55-year-old aunt matched with him, which is super awkward. But since then, he's deleted Tinder. You can get back on it, dude. Just block her. You'll be fine. Take the pictures and show it to mom, but...
Leave your aunt at 54 if she's 55, if you're that scared
there you go.
Of seeing her.
Has this happened to somebody else? Have you had a weird or awkward connection on a dating app? And you did before you got married?
I matched with my wife's cousin on Tinder. And I didn't know it until I went to the first family get-together.
Oh.
Oof.
That was pretty embarrassing.
Little awkward, for sure.
Yeah.
Wow. Tom mentioned, I once helped my older uncle get on Match.com 3 weeks after he was widowed. My family was real mad at me about that.
Mm.
You know what? Men are biologically programmed to do that, so...
to just
be prepared.
Get there. But you were also mentioning another story that happened, that same thing.
Yes. The last time Eric Church was in town, it was a wild time. But so the first night of
double
the show.
Double down tour.
And we doubled down.
Yes, yeah, yes.
The first night
up there.
Of the tour, I was meeting someone that I met on a dating app, and he was up in one of the suites. So I go up there and meet him and immediately get introduced to his mom. And the whole time we had to stand there with his mom, talk to his mom. His mom even moved away so we could have like a moment together to watch the show.
She's and he was like,
come on, let's go back over by my mom. And I was like, what? And so then at the end, I was like, hey, we're going to go out if you want to come with us. And he was like, I think I'm going to go with my mom.
Yeah,
I was like, okay, bye. So the next day he texts me in the morning. And first thing he says is, my mom says it was really great to meet you. And she says, hi, and thank you. I was like, what?
I wish you guys could have that night seen how mad Liz was that she got ditched by her date. Yes! For her date's mom.
Right.
It was awesome.
I mean, I got hoed to the nines. I was like greased up, tanned up, fake lashed, like everything.
It was like spent like 4 hours getting ready for that thing.
Yes, we got there at check-in and spent the entire time getting ready until the show.
Rival Dad and I had to spend like those 4 hours, which wasn't bad, down at the bar because we couldn't go back to the room.
No. You guys were getting ready.
They were all getting ready and they needed the room.
Yes.
I get that.
Yes.
It was hilarious.
Oh.
God. All right, well, there you go.
Tinder. Hey, good thing you're past that. You're going to get locked up soon.
Oh, my God.
And then you'll never have to worry about Tinder, Bumble.
Looking good again.
Yes, exactly.
Nitty gritty coming up. Now it's Jason Aldean.
Let's go. Waking you up with the most country.
That's the place everybody gonna go.
Hey!
This is the Kix Morning Show with JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
Good morning, everybody.
On Kix 96.9.
You are waking up with
JP, Liz, and Husker Nick
on Kix 96.9.
On this morning's Nitty Gritty from Music City, a new take on a hit from Dan and Shay, where Lee Bryce keeps his ACM awards. You're not going to believe this one. And new music from the Brothers Osborne.
Nashville.
Straight from Nashville. From the heart of Nashville, straight to your radio.
Liz has your Nitty Gritty from Music City on Kix 96.9.
Dan and Shay are working on an acoustic version of their latest hit, I Should Probably Go to Bed. But to hold us over in the meantime, they just released a new broken down version. I don't know what the difference is between acoustic and broken down.
Acoustic is full instrumental minus the electric part of it.
Okay.
So like guitars.
So what's still broken
down?
Broken down is just them singing vocally with piano.
Okay, wow.
That's how you separate the two. I've done some voting on the ACMs and the CMAs, and sometimes that kind of stuff comes up.
Okay, so, all right. They recorded the broken down version at the Ocean Studios in Nashville, which is in this beautiful old church. And they released a video for it, too. So if you have the time, definitely check out the video. You know, it's all stained glass, absolutely gorgeous. But here's a little taste of the broken down version.
Someone told me that you were coming, so I should probably go to bed. I should probably turn off my phone. I should quit while I'm ahead. I should probably leave.
They're so good.
Like, he's nuts. It freaks me out, kind of, that he's that good.
How good he is at singing.
Yes, kind of freaks me
goodness.
Out.
That's impressive.
So we'll see if Dan and Shay end up taking home Duo of the Year tonight at the ACM Awards. I have a feeling they're probably the favorite for that one this year.
I'm thinking, yeah.
Coming off of 10,000 Hours, that was like a smash hit.
Yeah, exactly.
I think they've got this one in the bag.
Probably, yeah.
So speaking of the ACM Awards, Lee Bryce revealed where he keeps his three ACM Awards, and you probably would not guess it. He keeps them in his gun safe.
Oh, I was in the bathroom, but...
I know, right? Or like the office. Well, you'd probably guess in his office or something. But yeah, he said his wife makes him keep the awards in the safe now that they have three little ones running around the house.
Oh, yeah.
And because... quote, they get tarnished after a while. They were out when I had a piano, but then I got rid of the piano to get another one maybe someday down the road. When the house fills up with kids, your rooms start to change.
This is a true fact.
And everything breaks.
Exactly.
Like, literally everything gets broken.
I feel like you could break a kid with one of those ACM awards. Oh, like, those things are, like, dense. So, he could be adding one more to his gun safe tonight if he ends up taking home the award for Single of the Year for his song Rumor, which was also huge hit. So now, how about a huge hit to be? We've got some new music from the Brothers Osborne. They released another single from their new album, Skeletons. It's called Everyone, and the lyrics focus on how the duo might not be everybody's cup of tea, but I think once you hear the song, you'll understand why they are still very popular. You can hear I'm Not For Everyone right now. With the Nitty Gritty from Music City, I'm Liz Bauer for Kix 96.9.
Some people clap on a 1 and 3. Some people clap on a 2 and 4. Some people don't join at all, cause they got no rhythm, and that's alright. Some people, they drink too much. Some people don't drink enough. Some people are just like me. I hope y'all forgive them. I'm like Sky, sign of gold bands. I'm like peace, I'm trans, and if I was a church, I'd be hanging with the sinners, talking about Hendrix and heaven. If I was a bar, I'd be a dive. Free jukebox and a double wide. A neon light saying, come inside. And I'd be open 24/7. It's a wonder I found somebody like me, like you. I'm like Scott, time to go bands. I'm like peace, I'm fans, fans, and I'm always speaking my mind when I'm better off by my tongue. I'm a bad joke at the wrong time. Hell, I'm a legend of my own mind. I'm good for some, but I'm not.
Brightens up your day every morning.
Right here, right now.
JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
It wakes me up and gets me in the mood.
The Kix Morning Show
on Kix 96.9.
Another new song from Brothers Osborne. Did you mention, are they going to be performing at the ACMs tonight?
I don't know for sure.
All right. Well, there's a lot of performances coming up.
Tons of them.
You can find that on 10-11 tonight. The ACM.
Coming up
next.
You're just a few seconds away from this.
With JP.
You are with
JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
On Kix 96.9.
Well, there you go. That's a perfect example. I didn't say anything on the air, luckily enough, with a hot mic.
Nope, but
you heard my frustration with what's
going
on. I did,
but you know what? F it. We're doing it live.
We are. Well, I mean, because that's the thing is, like, couples therapy, we call these people up and we hope they answer their phone, and Travis answered his phone, but his wife Alyssa did not.
Who's the one that reached
out
to us.
She's the one who's got the problem with Travis.
Yeah, and now we've got a problem with you, Alyssa.
Right. mind. We may be putting you on the back of the list.
Yeah.
With a couple of therapy.
Bottom of the list. Later.
Since she did not answer, we have one of our favorites for you. With
relationships are challenging.
Couples costumes. Whenever that happens, that means manhood has left the building.
And occasionally, couples need professional help.
Oh, wait. I had their own lease.
Oh, that's it. I've had it.
It's 1 minute.
Nothing takes a minute with you.
But when getting by on the cheap is the plan of action, there's couples therapy.
With JP, Liz, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
And today it's Mandy who wants us to help her out with an issue with her husband. Good morning, Mandy.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey.
What's up?
Can you hear us okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
Perfect.
All right, so what you got? What's the issue you got going on with the hubby?
So my husband and I are big fans of yours, so thank you for getting me on so quick.
Yeah.
We're having an argument, and it has to be figured out by Friday.
Oh, wow.
Ooh, okay. Time crunch.
Real pressure. All right.
Well, this segment's not going to last that long, so we will get you.
So what's the issue, Mandy?
Last weekend, I hosted this big bachelorette party at our house for his sister. It was amazing.
Awesome. Okay. Very cool.
I dropped almost $5,000 on food and party favors.
Don't say that. That's going to make every bachelorette party I throw from now until forever look so lame. The ceiling is $100.
$100. The bar high.
Wow, $5,000. So you had like everything there.
How many my non-existent wedding?
Everything I had there.
Okay. How many male strippers showed up? That's what I need to know.
Seriously.
Probably a million.
We had this giant ice wiener. We poured shots into at the end, and then...
What?
Never mind.
Okay.
It was a party.
So it's a giant ice sculpture. All right.
That's art, honestly. That's art.
That's good. All right.
Okay.
So fast forward to next weekend. The problem is that Friday night, his parents and his two brothers, along with his sister, are coming over for just a casual hangout.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I still have a ton of food from the bachelorette party because I spent so much on it, and I want to use it for Friday's party when his parents come over.
Right, well, that makes sense.
I don't want my dick dip to go to waste.
Wait, I'm sorry.
Wait.
I was just picturing sandwich trays, but could you...
In the shape of what, Liz?
Sandwiches?
Okay.
Oh, wow.
But then that took a turn.
You might have to explain what that is.
So dick dip is
oh my god,
little wieners floating in it. It's okay. Super good, and you eat it with like everything, pretzels. It's amazing.
Oh, tasty pretzels.
His family is all adults. I mean, we're all adults here. We're just having fun,
right?
I mean, it sounds good. I'll give you that.
Okay.
But,
and I think he'd want to embarrass his big sister. It was a lot of money that's about to go to waste.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
My eyes are watering.
Wow.
Well, let's talk to your husband. Let's see what he has to say. I can't see where this is going.
Scott, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay. So your feelings on...
Scott does not sound amused.
He's not playing around today. Scott, your feelings on reusing the items from the bachelorette party?
Well, I mean, I think obviously we're here, so not great. But, I mean, I just don't want to eat dick dip with my mom.
You guys keep saying those words.
She's got so many different, like, one-eyed Jack snacks. And she's right. She's like, honestly, she's right that my parents, especially my mom, like, they probably will not be offended, but I'd just be really uncomfortable with surrounded by my family and dicks. I just can't do it.
There's wieners everywhere.
Yeah.
Okay. Richards. Okay. Richards all over
Richards
the place.
Everywhere. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well,
what are we... So were we deciding whether or not we use the party favors for...
Yeah, serve the food
but
or no
so
way.
You said that your mom wouldn't be offended by it, Scott.
No, I don't think she'd be offended by it, but I think it would be uncomfortable.
So you would be uncomfortable, but your mom would not be uncomfortable in this situation. So I say serve it.
You say serve it.
Yeah, okay. If your mom has enough of a sense of humor to serve that stuff, do it.
Okay.
So let's ask
strange people. Scott's not amused with me now.
Let's ask the people and see what they think. Bachelorette party foods in random shapes.
Random?
Yeah.
I don't think they're random.
I don't think they're random. No, I think
they're specifically random. Shaped in a wiener.
Mandy wants to serve them because she doesn't want to go to waste, and she spent a lot of money on them.
Yeah.
Her husband, Scott, says, no, I can't do that. So what do you say? What side are you on? Are you on Team Mandy, serve the food, or Team Scott, no way?
I'm very curious. Now, I can't even remember how the people went voting.
I don't either. That'd be so embarrassing.
We'll see what people said. You can chime in on Facebook and Twitter as well, KX969, on whether or not to reuse the bachelorette party foods.
It's couples therapy as we help Mandy and Scott with an issue involving the family gathering this weekend. Because, well, Mandy's got leftover food.
Lots of it.
From the bachelorette party.
I'm guessing the Richard Ice Luge.
The ice sculpture.
Yes, sculpture.
Yeah,
has that melted, Scott? Is that still around?
No, that melted. Thank God.
That'd be a big freezer to keep that in.
Yeah, no kidding. You'd have that big deep freezer to be able to keep that going. And we wanted to know from you: are you Team Mandy? Serve the food because you know it's you paid a good amount of money for it.
$5,000, she said.
That is nuts.
Or do you?
Yeah, maybe we should talk about that.
Yeah. Right. Uh oh, we've just created a new problem. $5,000.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, pressure on Coryell one day. For Liz.
That's true.
Maybe a $5,000 plane ticket for me to go on a trip by myself. I hope you're taking notes,
Coryell. We want to know from you, are you Team Mandy serve the food because it's going to go to waste and of course you spend $5,000 on it? Or are you Team Scott, no way, I don't want to eat that stuff around my mom and my siblings? What kind of messages are we getting on everybody?
A lot of people on Facebook, Hallie said it's just, once again, calling them random shapes.
They're not random
shapes.
They're
not super random.
Super specific. It looks like our Johnson.
Our Johnson. And on our poll on Facebook, it's 69%.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. You look at it. It's 69%. Right, no way. Don't serve it.
It just jumped down to 68%. So
somebody quick vote.
Right, yeah. Blamo.
We're at 54% now on Twitter. Don't do it. Hi, Kix, what do you think they should do?
I'm on her side. I say we call his mom, get her on the phone, and make sure it's okay.
There you go.
Okay. Talk with mom about
it. It's that simple.
Hi, yes. Kix. Good morning.
I'm on his side.
Okay.
The food's going to be a week old.
Oh, that's a valid point.
That is valid, actually. Yeah.
It's been in the fridge, I'm sure.
Not to get too much into what the Richards would look like, but at that point, they'd be probably pretty limp and wimpy. Like
yeah, their shape a little bit.
That's amazing.
Okay. So as of right now, on Facebook and Twitter, according to the scientific polls that we have up there.
Ooh, if they are sandwiches and they dry out, they'd be way too hard.
Yeah. Scott, you're winning in this poll right now. You've won.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. So, thoughts, Mandy?
I don't think they understand how much food I have left. I mean, the
better get
candies,
eaten.
The lollipops, they need to be eaten. I'll give them out as gift bags. Like, they need to go.
You should drop off care packages to all your friends at work.
That's true.
That might actually help get rid of some of the
HR
food.
Might get a phone call, though.
You might get
like, yeah, hey, exactly. This lady's dropping off shaped suckers and all sorts of stuff down here at work.
Well,
and the thing is, we're all family and we're all adults.
That's right.
That is very true.
Okay. Well,
that is true.
This is what we have discovered for you that our listeners are like, yeah, don't do it. But for various reasons, whether it be the food's going bad, that's a big topic that's coming up. So
if you want to get rid of some of that stuff later today, our Nebraska Nights Live girl, Coryell, will be in. She will happily take a bag of that stuff off.
She would be more than happy.
Yeah, she would be
a food hoarder. We have pizza in the building, and she has
a
box
all
person. For herself.
Yeah.
So there you go.
So, yeah, we'll help take care of getting rid of some for you, all right?
Well, thank you for your help. It has helped a lot. Thanks.
Okay. Mandy, thank you very much. And Scott, you got to feel a little vindicated that you're winning in the poll.
Oh, yeah.
Thank all you right. for a good laugh this morning, you guys.
Yeah, thank you. That was wonderful.
Have a great day, and good luck this weekend.
Thanks.
All right. So if you need our help with couples therapy.
Wow. See, nothing we can't solve, guys.
See?
Guess not.
Mandy called in and she ended up losing.
Also, Casey Bartle says she Googled that dip, and it did was not the dip she thought it might be.
Coming up
next.
You're just a few seconds away from this.
With JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
All right, so again, that's the best of. If you need our help with any couples therapy issues, we're here for you. We'll try to get Alyssa and her husband
on. Try to get her to answer the phone. Maybe they've finally just decided to call it quits.
That's pretty extreme.
I mean, if you're calling us, we're the last resort. Right, so,
coming up, the After the Show show, you might have heard it's happening.
It's happening!
The big deal about that, what it is, you probably know, but we'll talk about it anyway coming up next.
Your music. Your artist.
Hey, it's Maddie and Tate.
Hey, Kane Brown here.
Hi, I'm Tim McGraw.
Your device of choice.
The car.
My phone.
I stream it with Alexa.
Stream Kix 96.9 on the iHeart, TuneIn, or Radio.com apps. Connect with Lincoln's Kix 96.9. The Kix Morning Show. Wake up the country way. With JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
On Kix 96.9.
Our football players want to play. The coaches want to coach. We want to play football.
Yeah, I can say for sure that we want to play.
Our university is committed to playing no matter what. We want to play football this year at the University of Nebraska.
Well, we all want to play. The Big Ten said no, and if you go anywhere else, we're going to kick you out.
And they also said they weren't going to revisit football this fall.
But Husker fans and Husker players, Ohio State fans and Ohio State players, Iowa, Michigan a little bit.
Yep.
Everybody kind of jumped in, and now officially the Big Ten has reversed a decision regarding fall sports and will instead start the football season the weekend of October 23rd.
It's happening. Places, everybody. It's happening.
And they're going to have the very strict testing that's going to be going on. We here have rapid testing.
Yeah.
So even opposing teams that come in to play us.
Yeah, they're going to be doing antigen testing, enhanced cardiac screening, an enhanced data-driven approach. They're going to be doing a lot more than even what is required. So, you know, student athletes who may test positive for the coronavirus, they're also going to be doing more testing on top of that to confirm those results, how much they have in their system. I mean, they're going above and beyond.
As you should. I mean, you want to play football. The kids want to play football. The fans want football. Mm-hmm. So if they are willing to go through all of this testing to make sure that everybody's safe, then that's the way to do it. And good on them. The fact that it was a unanimous vote, I wasn't surprised by that at all.
Yeah.
Because if you were the one or two that didn't, you're going to get, unfortunately, ridiculed.
Right.
Because that's just the way it goes in our world right now. But at least we are looking at football. So
are you ready for some football?
Right. The daily testing for them begins September 30th for all of that for football. The Big Ten is looking at trying to figure out the other, there's updates, I guess, on the other fall sports coming soon.
Oh, great.
Winter sports, the NCAA is making their announcement, I guess, this afternoon as far as like basketball is concerned.
Oh my God, it's all happening. It's all happening.
It's like an ice hockey and swimming and diving and wrestling and all those things too. So it's like, okay, about freaking time we got this thing figured out. It just took too long, and people were a little butthurt that the word got leaked out yesterday by our president.
But too bad, so sad. This is also great news for, like you were saying, a lot of those winter sports, these other sports, because the way that a lot of these are funded at these big schools is through football. Those happen to be most of the time one of the only truly profitable programs, and that money helps go back and be reinvested into some of these other sports that their future was very tenuous if they weren't going to be playing football this year. So that's great news for all of these other student athletes that if football wasn't going to happen, they for sure were not going to get to play. So,
and the businesses around the city and the state, this is a much needed change.
Yeah.
So we'll be very excited to see what they do. And if there's any more details, I know we'll have a lot more, I'm sure, tomorrow on the show, but at least we know it's coming back. We have Husker football to look forward to coming up October 23rd. That's Matt Stell, JP and Lindsay after the show. It's Kix.
JP, Liz, and and Husker Nick mornings.
I thought it'd be a fun way to start our morning.
Good call, sir.
On Kix 96.9.
Are you stupid or something?
Stupid is, stupid does, sir. Hey,
this one looks like a Mad Lib.
Ooh, I always love these.
Here's the headline. A female sumo champ in Pennsylvania breaks into a house to get back her cat named James Bond.
Oh, okay. That literally sounds like a Mad Libs because it's so oddly specific.
Yep.
You know, like cat, and they're like proper noun, name a person, and you're like, oh, I don't know, James Bond.
So there's a 27-year-old woman named Helena Del Popolo from Westfield, New Jersey, who is a middleweight national champion in sumo wrestling.
Wow.
Well, she recently had her roommate move out, but that roommate took her cat named James Bond. So last week, Helen went to her former roommate's house in Pennsylvania to get that cat back.
Yeah, get that cat.
She brought a friend. This adds to the Mad Lib of it all. 34-year-old woman named Lauren Bowser, who's a mortician. She brought her friend, the mortician, to help get back James Bond the cat. But when the ex-roommate saw the sumo champ and the mortician breaking down her door to get James Bond back, she ran and then fought back.
It's a cat. Go get another cat.
Right. In the end, Helen and Lauren got out of there with James Bond, the cat. But both were arrested for burglary, criminal trespass, and assault.
So is this cat burglary?
Oh, that was a good one. Helen says she believes the charges will be dismissed. Quote, there was no striking or anything like that. Court will happen and everything will turn out right. I expect a full dismissal.
I mean, I guess if you have the cat, you know, like licensed or whatever, like right. You're supposed to get the pet license, should say, who's if it's really her, then she'll get the cat back. And otherwise, then it's probably not going to get dismissed. But also, you can't like break into people's houses. Right. There's also that whole thing.
She brought her friend the mortician. And that's an added threat to it.
Right. Yeah, the fact that they had to say that, I'm sure it was just to add to the Mad Libsy
of the story. Yeah,
yes.
For sure.
But, I mean, what is she going to do? Fill the house full of embalming fluids? I mean, what is a mortician going to do better?
She's going to kill you, and I'm going to stuff you. I mean, that's kind of what it is.
And we're taking the cat.
We're taking the cat.
Oh, my God.
The weird stuff people do for their pets. That's Aaron Church.
The Kix Morning Show with JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
On Kix
96.9. All the people performing at the ACMs, including Keith Urban, who's hosting the thing.
Yes.
And Pink, this new one that they'll have. Part of the event that is the ACM Awards live tonight on CBS 10-11, and a lot of performers going to be a part of this show.
Yeah, and they've set it up to still have live performances, because when they announced they were going to do it, there was still some question of like maybe they would pre-record some performances.
Right.
Still going to be live.
Okay.
And it's going to be from the Ryman and the Grand Ole Opry and the Bluebird Cafe. So they're going to be rotating all of these artists through there so that they can still be performing live
the
show.
And without crowds, it's going to make it easier to social distance these artists. Because
totally.
I've been backstage at the Ryman and the Grand Ole Opry, and there's a lot of space. There's a lot of room to hang out. Like, especially the Grand Ole Opry. If you're hanging back in the artist area, there's like a couch, a lounge area. There's all kinds of dressing rooms. Like, when we were there, Rodney Atkins was sitting with his wife and kid at the time. Blake Shelton walked by. Carrie Underwood was just hanging out. It's just kind of, that's the way it was in the past. And hopefully we'll get back to that.
Yep.
But until then, we at least get to see them perform live. Lots of performers.
Tons of performers. It's going to open. The show's going to open with Carrie Underwood, Luke Bryan, Eric Church, Luke Combs, and Thomas Rhett, our Entertainer of the Year nominees.
All of them? Wow.
They're going to be doing a medley of their biggest hits, which people are really looking forward to that.
That's interesting.
Yeah, those are going to be kind of some of the bigger performances of the night.
Right.
People also looking forward to Blake and Gwen performing. Carrie's going to do a separate performance from the Grand Ole Opry. Dan and Shay, Jimmy Allen, of course, the Keith Urban and Pink going to be premiering their new song on the show. Maren Morris, Miranda Lambert, Morgan Wallen. I mean, pretty much anybody who's anybody
is going to be there.
And Garth, since he did pull himself out of the Entertainer of the Year category,
right.
He will not be performing, but his wife Trisha will be performing at on the show. And Taylor Swift, too. That's been
big
one of the really
performing her new one,
ones.
Betty.
Yes.
That's going to be on there.
The Return.
So if you were to guess on the Entertainer of the Year between Carrie, Eric Church, Luke Bryan, Luke Combs, Thomas Rhett.
That is so hard. A lot of people last year were saying it was either Carrie or Eric's year to win.
Right.
So now that we have Garth out of the running.
And Carrie put on a great show.
She did.
Lots of costume changes, lots of stuff going on.
Her
brought
staging.
Out the
girls. Yeah, her staging was incredible. Mm-hmm. So if you're going from an entertainment
aspect
this might be her year. However, there is nothing like an Eric Church show.
That's very true.
And so those two, I would say, number one, number two, neck and neck. Okay. Luke Combs could come up as a wild card, but I think he has a few more years.
Well, yeah, and I think Luke's probably going to win Male Artist of the Year unless it's Thomas Rhett. It's him, Thomas Rhett, Keith Urban, Dierks Bentley, Chris Stapleton. The Luke and Thomas did the most this last year, so I think they're the top.
But I would that one I would easily say Luke. Okay. He's just, you know, come in and just decimated them.
He writes a song on the toilet and it ends up on the radio.
Like, totally.
Female artists of the year, Carrie, Kacey Musgraves, Kelsey Ballerini, Mara Morris, and Miranda Lambert.
I'm going to go with Carrie on that one, I think.
Duo, they got Brooks and Dunn, Brothers Osborne, Dan and Shay, Florida Georgia Line, and Maddie and Tay.
Easily Dan and Shay.
So, yeah, it's either Brothers Osborne or Dan and Shay, in my opinion. But we'll see what happens
with
that. Group of the year, Lady A, Little Big Town, Midland, Old Dominion, and the Highway Women.
Oh, I almost think Old Dominion, maybe.
Yeah, they've done a lot this year. They've done the most out of anybody.
They really have.
All right, well, we'll see what happens. ACM tonight, 10-11, CBS. Check it out and see what your favorite performance from all your artists. I mean, literally everybody's back in Nashville so they can do this. One big thing is what everybody's talking about right now. Big Ten football is back. Husker football is back. It's starting October 23rd. So we'll see what happens beyond just games being played and on TV.
Right.
And whether or not, I don't know about fans in the stands yet. We'll see about that.
Right.
See what they say about that. We will see about what happens with the fall sports like volleyball and soccer and the other ones. And then the winter ball, we'll hopefully get some announcements about that soon too.
Yep.
But until then, we're very excited Husker football's back. And with that, we've got a fun thing you can win.
Yes. So we have kicked off our fall photo series. So September through November, we're going to have a different theme every month. And so since we didn't know if we were going to get to play football,
right.
we decided this month's was going to be biggest Nebraska football fan.
Nice.
Okay. So what you do, go to KZKX.com and post a picture. Could be a new picture in your Husker gear. Could be an old, your old favorite picture from an old Husker tailgate or game. But you upload that on the biggest Nebraska football fan page. It's really, really easy. And then you'll get a link that you can share on your Facebook, Twitter, email it to your friends, do whatever, share it around. And the picture with the most likes is going to win a $150 gift card to Husker headquarters.
Which is
so
awesome.
So you can buy even more Husker stuff.
Okay, so KZKX.com to get on there, get yourself entered to win from Husker headquarters and Kicks, and then encourage your friends to vote for you.
We have some really cute ones. Like Husker kiddos. Babies.
Oh, that's really neat.
Lots of cute ones. And it can be of you, it can be of your kiddos, it can be...
What, your dog?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, please, upload pictures of your dog. So you have until September 25th to get those photos up there, but make sure you do it sooner than later so you can get extra likes from all of your friends and you can post that link all over your social media wherever you want. So
perfect. KZKX.com to do that.
Lincoln's More Music is here. Another 12 songs start in just seconds. Music on Kix 96.9. Wake up. The Kix Morning Show with JP, Liz, and Husker Nick
on Kix 96.9.